Welcome to another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Hector De La Torre is here again. Hector, of course, leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, we're going to talk about prevention and wellness in relation to the Affordable Care Act. There's a lot of good news in the Affordable Care Act for prevention and wellness. Let's touch on that.
Well, it's important to set the table by talking about chronic diseases, which are responsible for 7 out of 10 deaths among Americans each year and account for 75% of the nation's health spending. And most of these are preventable. So the Affordable Care Act requires that all new group and individual plans provide preventive care for certain services for adults without a co-payment or co-insurance. So no money out of pocket when you go to the doctor.
Well, Hector, run through a few of the screenings that are provided for without a co-payment.
Blood pressure screening for all adults, cholesterol screening for adults of certain ages or at higher risk, colorectal cancer screening for adults over 50, depression screening for adults, diabetes screening for adults with high blood pressure, HIV screening for everyone, immunization vaccines for adults, and many others.
Wow. There's specific provisions for children under the ACA.
Yes, and the children's services are a little bit different. Autism screening for children under 2, for example, blood pressure screening for children, depression screening for adolescents, developmental screening for children under 3, hearing screening for newborns, sickle cell screening for newborns, immunizations vaccines for children from birth to age 18, lead screening for children at risk of exposure, and many others.
Okay, and the full list, of course, is available at your website, which is at transamericainstitute.org and under the health section. A lot of good news, obviously, for people. And of course, these are annual screenings. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Once a year, when you go in for your annual checkup, these screenings are free. It is important to note that if there's some kind of diagnostic that follows up to the screening, those are not free or without a copay, then you fall into the regular insurance payments.
What I found interesting is there's really one clear takeaway, whether you're talking about prevention of, you know, for cancer or heart or many other diseases, and it's actually pretty simple.
Absolutely. The Mayo Clinic, the American Center for Cancer Research, the American Heart Association, among many others, agree on one thing, that walking 30 minutes a day can reduce your risk of cancer. It can help you live a healthier life. It can reduce your risk of coronary heart disease, enhance your mental well-being, and reduce the risk of breast and colon cancer. Half an hour a day of walking, brisk walking, can do all of these things for you.
So all of those listening to Clear Path here in your cars, when you get home, park it and get out and walk. That, I guess that's the other takeaway.
Absolutely. You can have the rest of the 23 and a half hours in a day to yourself.
Right. Thanks as always, Hector. Valuable stuff. Again, much more available at the transamericainstitute.org. That's all we have time for. I'm Greg Tucker for Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.